Good morning, America. Welcome to Thirsty Thursday, May the 2nd, 2024. Boy, I tell you what, this year just flying by. I ripped the next page off my calendar at my desk yesterday. Hard to believe it. May the 2nd, Thursday in progress. It's 107.1 The Boss. And on 99.7 FM, South Jersey, Atlantic City, all the way down to Ocean City and points beyond. Or you can stream us any place on this green earth on The Boss app or 107.1theboss.com. It is a big show. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. As I mentioned, Rochelle still out for the count, although doing better. Again, thank you for all the notes. She's okay. It's funny. This is, I spent most of my day, people going, how's Rochelle?
Yeah. So she's not throwing up as often.
Would you stop saying that?
Well, I mean, but that's part of it.
She's not throwing up at all. She's fine.
Well, that's good.
I think she's just a little, you know, tired from the experience.
All right. Yeah.
And her voice is
She should take tomorrow, too. She should take tomorrow.
I think she's coming I think she's coming back tomorrow. But she was worried.
No, bad
mistake. She almost came back today, and I said, take another day. You know why? Because she's worried about asking Ross to drive up, and she's worried about me being discombobulated without her, and she'd be right about that. But I convinced her to take today, and... And so she's resting one more day just to try and get it out of her system and make sure she's not contagious. But the symptoms are all gone for those that are interested. So thank you for asking. She's fine.
Yeah, she's not throwing up anymore. That's good.
Just can we stop saying upchuck or any of these horrible words? It's gross. But yes, that's what it is.
Would you rather have vomit? She's not vomiting anymore?
It's just gross.
Thanks, Joe.
Ugh. I mean, it takes a lot for me to be disgusted, but that's just unnecessary. But that's what it is. It's for those wondering what's the matter with her. It's a bit of a stomach bug, and she, of course, got a headache because of it, and she's had trouble sleeping because it keeps you up at night for a couple of days. Again, that's not happening anymore. I heard her this morning when I got my coffee before I walked out the door, and she was, you know what I mean? She was sleeping pretty good, so I think she's fine. But she just took a lot out of her, and it's not COVID. She doesn't have pneumonia, anything like that. It's just a bad stomach bug, and the kids had it. They got it from some little brat at school, I'm sure, that got them sick, and then... They, you know, she had to take care of the kids, and they got her sick. You know, that's what it is.
So let's move on.
And I just hide in the bedroom. And
and as Ross asked you earlier, how's your butt? How's that going?
Oh, you heard that, huh?
Yeah. Now, let me ask both of you. Do you actually care that I'm doing better? Because this was a serious, painful medical condition for me.
I know.
And I feel as though you're only asking because it's my butt. If it was my knee, neither one of you would even ask. You're only asking because you're making fun of me is what it is.
Good point.
Well, it is sort of just laying there. You know, I mean, it's sort of a softball. You know, it's sort of there.
It's soft now. It wasn't before.
No, it was soft before. Inflamed and puffy would be the way I would describe it.
Oh, okay.
And now it's a lot better. Thank you. Yes.
All right, fine.
The ointment from my ass doctor is working.
Valerie's going, too much information.
What a mess that house must be
now. It's not ideal. Although, here's the other thing. Is she tells me she's bored being at home all day. And so she went on a cleaning spree. And the place looked like, you know, when you walk in and you see like a new house and they put the fake furniture in there to make it look all pretty so you'll buy it. I've never seen the place so spotless. She dusted, she vacuumed, it looks different. She threw away a bunch of stuff. It's just sparkling and spotless. So.
Okay.
So that was a perk of her getting sick, I guess. Gave her all day to just kind of play around in the house.
Yeah.
I come in this morning.
And?
To the office. And I open up my office door.
And you want her to clean your office?
No. We have a team of people that take out the trash here.
Okay.
And don't say upchuck again, will you?
So No.
I walk in the office, and it smells a little strange. It has that smell, not a bad smell, but you know that smell like when you go in a bookstore that sells old books or an antique store, that kind of thing?
Love that smell.
You know the smell I'm talking about? Not a bad smell, but it definitely kind of smells musty, like things that have been around on this earth for a while. And I smelt it, and I thought to myself, that's strange, but, you know, I don't know. And so I put the thing down on my desk. I look around, and then next to the chairs in my office, I'm going to text the two of you right now because I wanted you to see this as I describe it. There is something now in my office. I don't know where it came from. I don't know who put it there, but I want you guys to tell me what you think of this thing. All right, you got your phones? I just sent it to you.
No, mine says, see you tomorrow from you.
It's coming. I just sent a group text to you and Nolan.
Fine. I'll wait.
Behind the chairs along the wall in my office. And clearly this is what had the musty smell. Do you see the picture?
An
old radio.
Yeah.
Oh.
What does that say on there? It's a Sakanda. So it's an AM/FM radio that's got the weather channels on it. I would say, Joe, how old do you think this radio is? 40s? 1940s?
I think it says Granada.
Granada
it says on it, yeah.
Beautiful wood cabinet that it's in. You know how they used to make radios like that?
40s.
50s maybe?
Probably 50s, maybe early 60s.
I have
but
no
it's
idea.
Really cool though.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. I have no idea where it came from. I don't know who put it there. I don't know if it's something from our archives. I know Big Boss Bob has got a lot of equipment from when he first bought the radio stations. I have no idea.
But it smells funny.
It does smell a little funny. Oh, it smelled like an antique store in my office. Well, because it's in there and the door is closed. So somebody yesterday came in, put this in the corner, and they didn't leave a note. They didn't see anything. I don't know what to think of it. So
I think you ought to take it home.
Well, I figure I'd probably leave it in the office.
Oh, okay.
I would like to plug it in and see if it works. And I bet it lights up. It's got that nice...
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so 1958.
Oh, were you able to Google it and find the model?
Yeah, it comes up right away.
No kidding.
$2,000 on eBay.
Wow, it looks like it's in pristine condition. Well, maybe I need to sell the thing and pay down the credit card debt a little bit.
$550.
Well, I'll take $500 bucks too.
Gold and silver. Isn't that the guys in Vegas? Isn't that
Yeah, the pawnbroker guy. Yeah,
the pawn guys. Yeah, they've got one
pawn
for $550. Yeah, they've got one for $550.
Or are you seeing the $2,000
on eBay for $2,000?
Oh, eBay. Okay, maybe Facebook Marketplace put it up there.
You never know.
Here's another one. $1,525.
What do I do though? Do I ask? What if someone's just storing it there and they're not giving it to me? I mean, how do I know where it came from?
Why would they store
it
on
eBay and grab the money? That's what I think you do.
That would help.
I don't know if a listener was nice enough to drop it off. I don't know if it came, like I say, from the press communications archives. I don't know if it was one of our staff that was throwing it away. You know, his mom died or something. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure we'll figure this out.
Yeah, well, it's a mystery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Once we now know it's worth $2,000, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of owners owning up to it.
Exactly.
I think I'm just going to sell it and not tell anybody. I think you make a good point.
The kid from the country station will be in here in a minute.
Hey, where y'all put that radio over there, her?
You got my radio?
That's how they all talk, you know, because it's a country station.
Oh, of course they do.
Y'all.
And then they get outside and they say, hey, what's going on?
They bring lassos and cowboy heads. Great, yeah.
No, they don't.
Ass chaps. I still don't know what he meant a minute ago where he said after 7:30 this morning. Sometimes Nick is just operating on a different plane than the rest of us,
different
you know?
Different wavelength.
That's right. Oh, I have a little announcement to make.
Yes?
We're beginning what we call the wide world of entertainment on Thursdays.
Oh.
So we will be doing Tipsy or Toddler on a rotating basis. It won't be every Thursday.
I see.
We did a little research, and the guys in the white lab coats decided that we should, more is less and less is more. So we would do it not every week, but on a rotating basis so it stays fresh. You know, like a...
Right.
Of milk, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Now, we may be debuting some other Thursday surprises for you. We're talking about something called Thursdates.
Thursdates?
Just giving you a little teaser on that. So, but today we're on the Celebrity Hotline, and it's really the sports hotline. We're talking to a race car driver. I brought him on for a couple of reasons.
Really?
He's part of the WeatherTech series, so he's got about, I guess the way it works, they get like 15 different races. His name is Rob Foley, but he's Robbie, and he spells his name R-O-B-B-Y like I do, which is unusual, as you know.
Yeah.
And he's also a New Jersey native. I believe he's from Franklin, New Jersey, so we'll talk to him this morning about being a race car driver and all of that.
Very
on
cool.
The hotline. Yeah, we'll do the Fast Five birthday file. A little he said, she said, and...
Ross said.
At 7:50. We'll get you some more tickets at 7:10. We're doing the backwards track this morning. Identify what that sucker is. Go see Tracy Morgan at the Basie next week, May the 10th. And we'll have some VIP wristbands. Get you to meet John Cafferty, the Beaver Brown Band, Gary U.S. Bonds.
Wow.
At our summer blast-off. You'll be right up close for the show on Friday, May the 24th. We'll do that a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning as well. Right here, right now, ladies and gentlemen, members of the jury and your honor, distinguished guests. Time now for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, local businesses, organizations, community groups, putting on events. And what do? We share them every morning like this, about 6:20 and 8:35. If you have one, text it, Facebook messages. You can put it in the mail if you want. Just give us some time to get it and get it on the radio or at 1071theboss.com or get a complete list of events anytime and your community bulletin board. Your CBUB is powered by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. If you're ready to lose some weight once and for all, call them 800-267-GOLD to schedule your first appointment. JerseyWeightLossClinic.com for the details. Boss Rhodey's and Rochelle hopefully recovered and ready to go on Saturday. She'll be out there noontime at the brand new Floor and Decor location, Ocean Township. They're doing a pet adoption event with Forever Home Animal Shelter. Getting those pets adopted, you check out the brand new Floor and Decor store, and she'll have nice prizes for you. Concert tickets, standard to win. That's noon to 2 on Saturday. Ross, tell me about Cinco de Mayo.
Well, it's at Escondido in Freehold, and Sunday I'll be hosting and broadcasting live from 11 to 3. We'll have a great time. They've got nachos, churros, tacos, burritos, tapas, and over 200 agave-based spirits.
So olé.
You'll be able to drink your butt off if you want in celebration celebration of Cinco de Mayo. Now, it's not Mexican Independence Day.
Right.
Cinco de Mayo was the celebration of the Mexican victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla in 1862.
Look at you.
So, yeah, you can grab something to drink and celebrate with the Mexicans.
You can have a little trivia for everybody to win some prizes, too. I know you love the trivia. You did that on St. Patty's Day, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll see you out there. 11 o'clock starting Cinco de Mayo. Escondido in Freehold on Sunday. Seabase Lounge doing a happy hour give back that goes on tomorrow night from 5 to 9. Seabase Lounge hosting a special happy hour, and $1 from every drink purchase goes directly to the Ocean Fire Company and the Point Pleasant Beach Fire Company as well.
Wow.
The White Sands. That's thewhitesands.com. For the info on that. Celebrations Vendor Market going on Saturday morning starting at 10 at the Toms River Elks, 1875. They do a lot of events at the Elks there. Free entry, open to the public. It'd be an indoor market offering products and services for weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, baby showers, graduations, retirement parties, any kind of milestone party or event, they say. Toms River Elks /celebrationsmarket. ToMsRiverElks.org/celebrationmarket. And Paint the Mall Purple for Mental Health and Recovery Awareness is going on Saturday from noon to 4 at the Freehold Raceway Mall. It's a family-friendly event and aims to raise awareness to eliminate the stigma associated with mental health and substance abuse. So it's a great cause, and you'll meet some great people from local organizations. They'll have some prizes they're giving away as well for those who attend. HealingUsUS.org for all the info. And there you are, a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. I was just saying to Ross as I walked in today, everybody's surprised he's here. I don't think in the, what is it, 8 years at Rochelle, almost 8 years Rochelle and I have been doing a show someplace, I don't think she's ever taken this kind of time off.
Yeah, I know.
And she never complains about anything. And so I've
been really careful to
Lysol everything and keep my distance from her because she got this little stomach bug.
Right.
And she doesn't ever say, oh, I'm in pain or I don't feel good. She just kind of goes about her business. And sometimes I'm not even really aware that anything is that serious. So the fact that she was like, I'm passed out on the couch for 2 days,
yeah,
like she must really be sick. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness
really.
Gracious. So, and then, of course, you start reading this stuff and the virus can linger for days and days. And, you know, so she was worried about being contagious still, but. Luckily, the symptoms have subsided, so she's feeling much, much better. And thank you, everybody, for the text messages asking how she is and such. So she's doing much better, but just not quite 100%. And then voice is a little raspy as well from all the
throwing up.
Yeah, that's right, Ross. I wasn't going to put it that way, but yes, that's exactly what I'm alluding to. So. But that has not happened for a couple of days, so she's definitely about 88, 90% there.
That's good news.
So you're not getting paid tomorrow. I think she's going to be back tomorrow.
All right, fine.
And also, she's got a big event, which we'll mention in a few minutes on Saturday with the pet adoption event. And
the floor and decor thing.
There is nothing that's keeping her away from spending time with those shelter puppies. She just,
right.
You know, she's a big animal lover, so I imagine she's going to be back tomorrow. But yeah, it's been kind of crazy because never taken this kind of time off. And if it were up to me, I would just barf in a bucket and keep doing the show because I'm a dummy like that. You can't stop me from working. You were supposed to be out late last night. And again, I kind of felt bad asking you to commit again this morning to, you know, to sit in for Rochelle. And I said, how did the event go last night? Because I knew you had a Rotary Club event at 7 o'clock last night. And Ross says, well, I got there and there was nobody there.
Yeah.
What happened?
So they changed it to tonight. So that
And they didn't tell the Master of Ceremonies?
Maybe I just wrote it down wrong. Oh. I don't know.
Now, what are you doing there? It's the Haddonfield Rotary Club.
Yeah. And they're having kids doing, I don't know, strange things.
Like stupid human tricks, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's
are they playing a flute? Or are they doing a?
Well, they're also doing a thing called the Haddon Cup. So I'll be asking questions, they'll be answering, and I guess the winner gets prizes and stuff.
So the best and brightest from the school system in the town.
Correct.
Oh, all right.
Or at least you'd like to think so.
And you're the Master of Ceremonies.
Yes.
So does this mean you have to put on a monkey suit, a tuxedo, and all of that?
Yeah. No.
Sport jacket,
coat and tie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's very nice.
Okay.
You'll have some Facebook pictures of all of that, and
you've never seen me in a coat and tie, have you?
No. You know what's funny? Can I ask you a personal question?
All right.
Obviously, I've known you and known of you even before you and I started working together.
Right.
And you used to wear sweatshirts from Georgia Tech. I'd see you in Hawaiian shirts, and now you like wearing black T-shirts almost every day that you come in.
Yes.
Is there a reason you went from being more colorful to wearing the solid black most of the time?
I don't know. I lost the weight, and I'm looking trimmer and slimmer black.
Okay.
So.
But how come you never wear loud Hawaiian shirts or Tommy Bahama or anything anymore?
Yeah, not interested.
No, it's over.
Okay.
The older you get, the blacker life becomes.
Next time, I'll wear something just for you.
No,
when I come
into
work.
Listen, don't tell HR I asked you to wear something pretty for me. Okay, don't open that can of worms. We'll talk to race car superstar Rob Foley about the WeatherTech series. But first,
Aries, Pluto begins its yearly retrograde cycle until October 11th, and your plans, obligations, and concerns regarding your social life, friendships, or happiness goals may have heavy energy hanging over them during the shift this week. Today is good for strategizing and observing.
Did you say that was Pluto?
Yes.
Did you realize that Pluto is now a dwarf planet? It's not a real planet anymore?
Oh, stop it. Taurus, Pluto begins its yearly retrograde cycle today, and some of your long-term career goals may be up for review until September. This lasts until October 11th and splits time between your career and reputation sector and your sector of spirit, higher education, and publishing.
Poor Pluto, a dwarf planet. You know, because it's a dwarf planet, you see?
Yeah.
Pluto, dwarf planet.
All right, let me go on.
Yes.
Gemini, as Pluto begins its yearly retrograde cycle, areas such as studies, financial affairs, debts, or intimacy may require more thought or strategy in the coming months. This is an excellent time to step back from a situation, allowing you to gain perspective and identify areas where you've been too attached, controlling, or tense.
Well, as you know, I like to move it, move it.
Yes, you do. Cancer, Pluto's retrograde cycle lasts until October 11th, and you'll benefit from a review or reassessment of debts, dependencies, partnerships, and intimate relationships.
Exciting.
If you give or take or trust in a key relationship has fallen out of balance, you'll feel it more intensely now.
I can feel it right here.
Stop it. Leo, Pluto's retrograde cycle lasts until October 11th, and the months-long cycle can help ease some pressure as Pluto divides its time between your partnership sector and your solar house of routines, work, and health. The areas most affected are one-on-one relationships, your day job or chores, and health or wellness.
Yeah, I feel better now. Thank you.
Virgo, there are stronger emotions surrounding your relationships today, and you will likely find a stronger desire for harmony, peace, and balance than usual.
Hmm.
And as you know, Pluto's beginning its retrograde cycle, and problem areas can magnify with a shift, likely related to work, routines, communications, and health.
I can play the song again if you want for Pluto.
No, that would be all right. Libra, today's a fine time to tune into areas of your life that you normally overlook.
Uh-huh.
And as Pluto begins its yearly retrograde, there could be temporary magnification of problems, complications, and fears related to those areas of your chart strongly influenced by the planet.
Remember, it's not a dwarf planet, it's a little person planet.
Fine.
Let's be politically correct here, okay?
All right, fine. Scorpio, you have a stronger need for games, fun, and creative expression today, and your romantic inclinations can be stronger than usual.
Whoa.
Still, the dwarf planet, beginning its retrograde cycle, positions you well to gain a new perspective about your personal goals, security, comfort, family, communications, transportation, connecting, and home or domestic life.
Thanks, Pluto.
Sagittarius, you're looking for more security and comfort today, and you'd be wise to get in touch with what's in your heart. Also, you know what begins its retrograde cycle, which lasts over 5 months, putting you in a more reflective frame of mind. It's a great time for searching deep within for answers.
I enjoy everybody in the hallway goes up to Ross and says, "Hey, how about Scorpio?" And he's like, "Get away from me. I only do horrible scopes when I'm paid."
Capricorn, Pluto begins its yearly retrograde cycle today.
Wow.
And this change of direction prompts you to review your financial affairs, attitude towards money and things, what and who you value, and self-worth.
Wow.
You're curious and connected today, but you also benefit from slowing down to observe.
Oh, no.
Aquarius, as you know,
yes,
the planet begins its yearly retrograde cycle.
The one that begins with P?
Right, affecting you a little more than others because you know what is right in your sign.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in a fine position to review and reassess your approach to self-starts, new beginnings, career matters, and responsibilities.
Great. Are we done yet?
No. Finally, though, Pisces.
Finally.
Pisces.
Not Pluto, but Pisces.
Today is good for reflecting and observing rather than starting brand new projects because
Pluto
begins its yearly retrograde, and with the shift happening now, you might experience some intensifying fears, worries, or frustrations. Rest assured, these things should settle down shortly. And those are your Thursday horoscopes.
All right. Man, that was exhausting, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Thank you for doing it.
You say it's a Thursday. Well, I look Thursday too, yeah. You say it's a Thursday. We'll make Thursday a good time. I'm glad that it's Thursday. Happy Thursday to you.
For the hotline, let's talk to race car superstar Robbie Foley. Robbie, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I figured I had to get you on because you're one of the few celebrities out there who spells your name the way that I do, R-O-B-B-Y. It's unusual, right?
Yeah, I get a lot of I-E for sure, but yeah.
I do all the time, and I Google myself, as I'm sure we all do. Robbie Benson always comes up, and then you. So say, well, if you can't beat him, join him. We got to get Robbie Foley on the show. So thank you for being here.
Very cool. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And you're a New Jersey native, by the way, from the great town of Randolph.
Yep, that's where I grew up. Born and raised, yeah.
When was the very first time that you got behind the wheel, not of a race car, but of a car? Were you somebody that, like, Grandpa taught you to drive at 13 years old or something like that?
No, I think I probably just, like, moved a car in the driveway when I was 12 or so.
Right.
And I learned to drive a manual transmission, kind of self-taught around then. I started racing cars when I was 15 or so. So you can race cars before you drive on the street. By the time I was ready to get my license, I had plenty of miles, let's say.
Now you already knew what you were doing, right? Okay. When did you begin doing this professionally? How did it all start for you?
Yeah, so I started in 2010 is like when I kind of started to pursue racing. And then from 2012 through 2016, 17, you could say I was competing professionally, but I wasn't earning a lot of money from it.
Okay.
And then I had a big break in 2018. To kind of start driving for the team I'm still driving for now, Turner Motorsport and what's known as the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship in GTD. That's kind of the most professional sports car championship we have in the U.S. And then through racing for that team, I got picked up by BMW 2 years ago, and I've been a BMW driver ever since.
The WeatherTech Sports Car Championship is a schedule of several races, and then you have to win all of them to have the championship, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it's a point system.
Okay.
Basically, first place pays the most points, 350.
Gotcha.
And then down from there, they give you points all the way down to whatever last place is, but it's accumulation of those points over the season. While it's possible to win the championship without winning a race, normally, you know, the champion wins a few races during the year and has a few other podiums along the way. So far, we're second in points. After three races, we just finished second at Long Beach last week. Seven races left, and just got to score more points than everybody else, basically.
Now, what's the top speed you've ever reached? I'm sure people ask you this all the time, but do you have any idea?
Yeah, it's around 200 miles an hour.
Okay.
In the kind of racing I do, the top speed isn't what surprises you or feels the most exhilarating, let's say. It's the grip the car makes, so under braking and in the corners. So from that top speed, we can slow down from like 200 to 50 miles an hour in a few hundred feet. So you pull a lot of G-force, and that's the kind of feeling you get on your body is pretty incredible at those forces.
Now, that leads me to the next thing I was going to ask. Now, all of us, I imagine, have been, you know, on the highway, and we'll hit that pedal harder than we should and get up to, I will admit to you, Robbie, I've been up to maybe 100, 110 in the car, and you go that fast, sometimes you go, oh man, it's like you get scared, at least I do, because I don't know what I'm doing the way that you do. What is the speed for you where you go, whoa, man, I got to hold on to this steering wheel, I am moving? Is there a moment where you can kind of feel that rush of adrenaline?
In the race car, honestly, no. Because,
okay.
Again, the speed, once you get used to it, like if I strapped you in my car and we did 170,
yeah,
it would be exciting for a while, but then I'd hit the brake pedal and you would try to fly through the car. And just that force under the brakes and in the corners trumps the feeling of going really fast. Definitely on the highway, especially with other crazy drivers, there's definitely a point of like, you feel fast because you're going faster than you should. And that level of danger is going higher, but in kind of the closed environment that we have, the speeds you're traveling on a straight They don't really surprise you, to be honest.
I don't know if you ever get back here to New Jersey, but you know, if you're on the Garden State Parkway or some local road near your house, is it boring for you to drive someplace just because you got to go to the store? I mean, is it kind of weird for you to drive as a normal person now?
Yeah, and you know, honestly, they're so different that you almost don't associate the two.
Huh.
Where when you're driving on the street, it's like point A to point B. I still enjoy driving anything. You're not pushing the limit of the car. Where in a race car, you're constantly on the limit. The environment you're in is much, much different. It's not as comfortable. You're wearing a helmet, fire suit. It's a very different environment. So once you experience both, it's easy to separate them. The only thing that gets strange is 80 miles an hour or 60 miles an hour or 50 miles an hour on the road feels pretty slow because, you know, you're used to traveling much, much quicker. So your perception of speed, if you're not watching the speedometer, is definitely off. I've had that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Let me ask you a dumb question because I'll watch the races on TV and I'm always amazed how a car will come flying in, you know, for a pit stop and they'll run out and they'll, I don't know what they're doing, checking the tires or the gas, and they do it so fast and then boom, you're right back into the race. What is that moment like? Are you thinking to yourself like, hurry up, I got to get back in this, or what is that like?
That's equally as important as the driving of the car is our pit crew in the pit lane.
Yeah.
Basically, what you're watching is four tires are changed and the car's filled up with fuel. And you're trying to do that faster than everybody else that you're competing against. And the faster you do that, the more time you gain on track. Right there, that pit stop is so important that in the last race we did, that got us basically from sixth place to second place because we had the fastest pit stop on pit lane. So as a driver, I'm sitting there. I have actually procedures to do in the car during those times. We have to reset our fuel counter, which counts from zero to full or full to zero. And you're resetting a few functions in the car because you're basically starting a new stint, what we call it. So you leave on full fuel and new tires. So you're resetting a few settings and things like that in the car and waiting for your guys to change. But it's an orchestrated thing, and there's procedures, and we try to do it the same way every time to perfect it.
It's just amazing how you do that. Good luck. I know you're looking for the championship, like we say, the sports car championship, the WeatherTech sports car championship. And by the way, we started doing the show in Detroit. You're going to be out in Detroit, the Detroit Grand Prix, which takes you right through the streets of the city. I think that race is on June the 1st. So you get some exciting races coming up here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love, we used to race on Belle Isle for many years, and now it's in downtown. I love Detroit. It's a great event, and great fans come out there for sure.
Well, Motor City, there you go. Robbie Foley, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for having me.
You bet. By the way, when he was doing a Grand Prix then, I guess I saw him on Belle Isle. Rochelle and I did the show out there years ago. So pretty good. There he is, New Jersey's own Robbie Foley. Hey, we got some sad news yesterday. I play a little bit of this guy's song. Widely regarded as one of the greatest rock and roll guitarists of all time.
Yeah.
Grammy Award winner Dwayne Eddy died yesterday at the age of 86. Cancer. He's the king of the twangy guitar. You know, he had this very unique sound and influenced everybody from Keith Richards to George Harrison and Eric Clapton and all kinds of the rock gods. You know?
Yeah, Creedence Clearwater frontman John Fogerty, who was famous for his swampy guitar sound,
sure,
had lobbied hard to get Dwayne Eddy into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and once called him the front guy, the first rock and roll guitar god.
He went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 30 years ago this year.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, back in 1994. Had a number of hits in the 50s and 60s and had got a kind of a comeback. Had a couple of songs that were chart hits back in the 80s as well. So
I remember him from Henry Mancini's Peter Gunn theme.
Yeah, that's the one that was a hit because I think they did a reboot of that show on NBC and
right.
Then he did the theme that was a hit again. So there's a rock and roll legend.
Peter Gunn.
Lives on in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dwayne Eddy, 86 yesterday. But, man, you do yourself a favor. Go buy yourself one of his CDs. Some cool, I mean, just a cool sound. You know, like that that beat sound, you know, that Pulp Fiction kind of thing.
Yep. So,
on the way this morning, passes to go see Tracy Morgan.
Ooh.
About 20 minutes away, 7:10. Give those away. He's going to be at the Basie next week, May the 10th. Do the backwards track. And we'll have those VIP wristbands. You get to take a picture with John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band and Gary U.S. Bonds. Yeah, and the Captain and O'Neill if you want to.
Yeah.
At our summer blast-off, so you get a little VIP treatment, hang out with, and you know, you meet Kermit the DJ as well. I mean,
well, that by itself.
Everybody wants a selfie with Kermit, that's for sure. Speaking of DJs, you know, I got to mention this. The Radio Hall of Fame has made their announcement, their nominees for who ought to be in the Radio Hall of Fame. And I mean this seriously. Both you, Ross, and you, Joe, should be nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame. It's a travesty that you're not in there. You both definitely qualify with long careers, more or less in the same area for so long, which I think is an even bigger accomplishment than just, you know, sticking around for 40-something years.
But okay.
Anyhow, there's a list of these people out, and some of them, I guess it's fine. There's a guy named Burt Weiss, who's a big guy in Atlanta. There's Big D and Bubba, that's a big country show. Bob and Sherry have been on forever. Crook and Chase is another show. They had a country music program for a while.
Yeah.
Dee Dee McGuire, who's big in the R&B radio world. Now, here's some that are strange to me. There's Free Beer and Hot Wings. Now, you might know them. They're on that. Joe, what's the name of that station down in Manahawkin? Is it the Donkey? What's it called?
Yeah, the Donkey.
The Weasel, the Donkey. It's named after I don't know. Weasel. I don't know what it is. But anyway, they're not from here. So people, you might hear their show if you flip over to that station. You live in Ocean County.
Right.
But that's not, they're based out in, I think it's Chicago.
Okay.
So I don't know that they've ever been to New Jersey, but the show is heard there. But anyway, they're nominated, which is ridiculous. I don't get that at all. John and Ken from LA, they should be in there. Larry Elder, he's a big political guy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
He should probably be in there. Matt Siegel, who's a guy from Boston who was fired for being horrible to his staff. Yeah. I don't know that he deserves to be in. Phil Hendry, another political guy, and the show where Rochelle started, she began as a producer for this guy, Mojo in the Morning.
Oh, I've heard of him, too.
He's nominated. There's a whole long list of these. What they do is they send out the ballots. There's about 1,000 people, and then the big event where they announce the actual people going in. These are just the nominees.
Yeah.
He's in June in Nashville, Tennessee. And the guy that runs the whole thing, the co-chairman, I didn't realize this. Joe, you know Dennis Green? I know Dennis. Yeah. I went to a Chicago concert with Dennis a few years ago. He's a big Chicago guy. Huh. We both like Chicago. So I feel like I should call him up. I got to get you guys in there. It's ridiculous. I mean, at least get you nominated. You should be in there. Free beer and hot wings. What a stupid name for a radio show.
Well.
And they're nominated, and Ross and Joe are not in there? Come on. Come on.
They're on the Donkey, man. Come on.
That's funny. You got to be on the Donkey to get nominated.
That's right. That's right. All right.
You know what? You know what? I just got to do that. It's got absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Fine.
But I just got an email from Southern Living Magazine.
Uh-oh.
Mint julep brownie recipe.
Well, that's
nice. I'd like to try it.
Yeah.
From the Kentucky Derby, you know, this weekend. Mint julep brownies.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Come on. You'd like to try it, too. Just one bite.
Sure. Oh, this is awesome.
Now, wait a minute. Is it a brownie made with the mint julep ingredients, or is it a drink that's made to...
Unsalted butter, granulated sugar, brown sugar, bittersweet chocolate, Dutch chocolate, vanilla extract, third of a cup of bourbon.
Okay.
And then heavy cream, a bunch of fresh mint. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, oh.
You subscribe to this newsletter, do you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Southern Living Magazine. It's great. The recipes in it are amazing. But that's the only reason I get it. It's for the recipes. I mean, it's really cool. Really, really cool.
Well, that's another reason to get Joe in the Radio Hall of Fame, because the award ceremony's in Nashville.
Man.
We sent him right down there. He'd stop and pick up some Tennessee bourbon, baby. You know, Tennessee whiskey, like the song, you know?
He'd never make it to the award ceremony.
No, and or he'd show up. I want to thank you people for this great honor. I want to thank you.
I tell you. That'd be trouble in me in Nashville. In fact, it was once already.
I'm sure.
And
it was.
I haven't been back.
Now, shame on me. I didn't realize the Kentucky Derby is this weekend. I was thinking it was mid-May, but it's this weekend.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. First Saturday in May. Yeah.
And first of the Triple Crown, right? Or is it the second?
Yep.
I think it's the first. Yep. Is there a horse that we're all following this year? You know more about this stuff than me.
Brad Blanks gave me one. Sierra Leone.
Okay. Well, listen, Brad would know, because he's in touch with all of these things.
You know, there's something tells me that he actually owned a horse at one point.
Yeah, he likes to horse around.
Yes, he does.
That's what it was? Oh, okay. And Just a Touch. That's another one, Just a Touch.
Sierra Leone and Just a Touch, you tell me.
That's what Blanksy says, yes.
All right. Where do the horses come from before they make it to the...
Their mommies and daddies.
Yes, I understand that. But how do they get to the level where they get to compete in the Derby and the Preakness and
stuff? Very rare. Very, very.
So there's are there local and regional competitions, and they work their way up. Is that what it is? So it's like
It's
like the Little League World Series, if you will.
Well, kind of. Yeah.
Not quite like that, no. But
no,
it's No, I mean they have races, you know, all around the country, and you know, as these horses start to get reputations for being fast and win, then they get to better races, and you know, then they I something tells me that there's a bid that you have to buy your way in. I think.
No.
But still, nonetheless, I mean, that's why there's all those horses in the Kentucky Derby. There's usually like 17 or 18 horses in the Kentucky Derby.
I love the people that go to Buffalo Wild Wings dressed up with the hats and everything, like they're actually in Louisville. It's like you're at Buffalo Wild Wings on Route 9, you ass. I mean, there's no reason to dress up like a fool, you know?
Well, speaking of which, they're in Lavalette this weekend.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what are you wearing?
There will be the, what do they call it? Derby de Mayo party at the Lavalette Yacht Club.
Yeah, man, this is a booze-filled weekend, isn't it? You got Cinco de Mayo Sunday, you got the Kentucky Derby Saturday night. Holy crap.
And don't forget, May the 4th be with you as well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
All on the same weekend.
Let me just briefly mention, though, there is something trending this morning. If you're drinking beer this weekend, don't pour it over your head.
Because
there's a TikTok deal where people are using beer instead of shampoo, and they say that although it might temporarily make your hair appear thicker and shinier, it'll over time dry it out, and the carbon dioxide bubbles not good for your scalp, and you could lose your hair if you keep dumping beer on your head. So don't do it this weekend, okay?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Wait a minute. Just once it would probably be okay, but...
Yeah, just once. If you get a little slosh at the Kentucky Derby party, just once, you'd probably be fine.
This is not headline news. It's May, and May is Homeschool Awareness Month. Homeschool, where the bully is always the older brother. Jelly Roll says his celebrity crush is Taylor Swift, as in she's the celebrity he would totally crush if they did the dirty. The American Lung Association says the Los Angeles Long Beach area has the highest ozone and particle pollution in the country. No coincidence, Los Angeles Long Beach is the home of Snoop Dogg's bong. And Walmart is closing their health care centers. That'll be the last time I read the words Walmart and health in the same sentence. This is not headline news.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Boss Big Show is on 1071 99.7 FM. Your boss app, 1071theboss.com. You may have noticed Rochelle's still under the weather, but she's doing a lot better. So thank you for all the text messages. We pass them along. She appreciates it. She's hoping to be back tomorrow. She's about 85-90% of the way there. Uncle Ross hanging for the entire broadcast today.
Yeah.
Congratulations to all our big winners. Jersey's Free Money Radio Station, the Free Money Music Monitor, gave out over $10,000.
Wow.
Over the past couple of weeks. They showed me the numbers. And only local winners. You know, there's not a national sweepstakes, not one of those, you know, text in and you could be the nationwide millionth caller, whatever the deal is.
Sure.
Yeah, just right here from this radio station, over 10 grand given away. So pretty cool. More summer cash coming very soon as we get closer to summertime. But here's a reminder to keep it on for the ride home. If you're on your way into work now, drive home with Van Dusen. He'll open a boss ticket window for passes to go see Howard Jones and ABC at the Wellmont Theater in Montclair. It's a big 80s pop show.
Wow.
Happening September 4th. There's info on that at 1071theboss.com. He'll have those tickets for you. And, of course, Michelle will have tickets all day at work, too. So a lot of stuff to win. Good stuff. A lot of reasons to keep listening to what your favorite radio station already is, 1071 The Boss, right? Couple events I want to mention. I just got a note here, the flyer for the Clearwater Festival.
Yeah.
And I'll be back at Asbury Park. It's happening August 31st and September 1st, 49th annual. I think they took a year or so off during the COVID mess, but it'll be back in Asbury Park. That's, I believe it's the, is it Labor Day weekend or the weekend before?
I think it's Labor Day weekend, but I could be wrong.
Weekend, yeah. So it's Saturday, runs 8 to 1 and runs Sunday afternoon 2, and it's a big environmental deal. The Asbury Park Environmental Shade Tree Commission puts the thing on every year.
Cool.
And they bring out music and artisans. And it's the first one. Pete Seeger was there, you know, the big folk singer.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's interesting history here. They sent me a link to an article in a coaster about the history of the festival. So Clearwater Festival, Asbury Park, big deal every year. Thank you for the information on that. We will keep that on the community bulletin board as we get a little bit closer. There's always a lot going on in Asbury Park, you know. People this morning is going to get a story about Wally, the emotional support alligator. He's missing. You know, we're big animal people here, so this kind of broke my heart a little bit. There's a guy named Joe Haney. Joe Haney. He comes up to Philadelphia quite a bit. You might have seen him on local news if you get the Philadelphia TV stations.
And he has an emotional support alligator?
Yeah, his official home is down in Brunswick, Georgia. That's the animal sanctuary where he lives. But he'd been attending sporting events in Philadelphia recently, so he was on the news up here. He shared in a post that Wally, the Wally Gator, as they call him, was visiting friends there at the Brunswick Sanctuary in Georgia, where he'd been spending some of his time, and then he apparently was let out of his pen and released into a swamp. So he remains missing. They've been unable to track him down. I guess like a cat or a dog, he does have a little chip on him.
Right.
But they've been unable to find him.
Y'all come back now.
I mean, Haney says the person he believes stole Wally likes to drop alligators off because he believes that having them in custody is not the right word. What is it? Captivity.
Oh.
Is inhumane. He says, you know, this gator is treated like a member of the family, and this is terrible. If you see or hear anything, you have any information on who may have done this, please let us know. Police are involved. That's a sad deal. Wally, the emotional support alligator, he was trained again like a dog to be gentle enough to be among children. And so people that are depressed and, you know, they pet the alligator and get to know him a little bit, and he's supposed to make you feel better. You know,
I
like
just can't imagine that an alligator going to fetch things, you know?
Well, I don't know if he plays fetch.
Well, they said he trained him like a dog.
Well, they trained him like a dog in the sense that he can provide emotional support. You know, he'll snuggle with you and those sort of things. So,
oh, boy.
Well, why are you rolling your eyes? I mean, that's very nice. Just because he's got big teeth. I mean, dogs have big teeth, too.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that they all bite, just like not every alligator is going to tear your arm off.
Okay, fine.
I mean, I guess he could, but... I mean, look at him right here. Look at this. They put sunglasses on the alligator.
Wow.
The poor guy.
Okay, fine.
Wally, the emotional support gator, is missing. And again, was recently in Philadelphia, so there are kids not that far from here that get to spend a little time. They'll tell you he's a lovely animal.
Okay.
And he's been released into the wild, and, you know, he was raised in captivity. And that, you know, see, that's what's inhumane is when they're raised in captivity, they don't know how to fend for themselves.
Well,
they don't know how to find food. They don't know how to defend themselves from predators. So he could very well end up dead. It's terrible.
When they released him into the wild, did they leave the sunglasses on?
I have no idea. He's missing, Ross. And you're not taking the story seriously at all. The poor guy's poor.
No, I'm not.
Poor trainer is having a heart attack.
Oh, please.
The walligator is missing. If you have any information, contact his sanctuary.
All right.
Brunswick, Georgia.
Let's move on.
That was sad. No, don't go into that again where you keep telling me to move on. They're already turning on you, okay? We did get a couple of messages. People were annoyed with you yesterday for interrupting Joe and I while we were fighting with each other.
I was just trying to get to the traffic.
They called you a granddad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. So Nick was shooting his mouth off yesterday. Had one of our guests canceled. You know that?
No.
Yeah, we were supposed to, he went into political stuff and supposed to have on Jesse Waters from Fox News.
Right.
And it was very strange. He was booked to be on next week, and I got a note from his producer saying that he suddenly had a schedule conflict and couldn't be on. Oops. So I wonder if Nick ticked people off, if that's what it was. I have no idea. Because I was making a point to try and get someone on from Fox, because we had someone on from MSNBC last week, and I like to try and bring everybody on.
But, yeah.
So I got that note. Producer says he's unavailable. I said, can we change the time? No email reply. So I'm blaming Nick for that. I'll let him know.
All right.
I'll let him know in a few. All right. Well, listen, this is pretty interesting. You ready for this?
Yes.
Hang on. Where's my thing? Thank you. I lost my bell for a second there. The list of the most expensive movie props ever sold at auction.
Oh.
We got a list out from Sotheby's. James Bond's Aston Martin DB5, you know, that silver sports car from Thunderball?
Yeah.
That tops the list. It sold for $6.4 million a year or so ago.
Wow.
Robbie the Robot from Forbidden Planet, $5.4.
That'd be cool to have in your living room or somewhere, wouldn't it?
Sure. Sure. Who was the one from Lost in Space? Remember that robot?
Yeah.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger. That was pretty cool. We saw that one on display at some comic book store a couple of years ago. I got a picture with that. Marilyn Monroe's white dress, you know, the famous dress that blew up?
Yeah.
You get to see a little bit of her thigh from the 7-year itch. That sold for $4.6 million a couple of years ago. So,
wow.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of it. Is there one from a movie that you'd love to have? You know, another one, I think I've mentioned this before, is the Death Star from Star Wars.
Oh.
Somebody found it in an antique store, and it was just, you know, just hanging out covered in dust, and then they refurbished it, and they confirmed with George Lucas's people that it was authentic.
Wow.
You imagine, so sometimes, it's kind of like that radio that showed up in my office. One man's trash is another man's treasure, you know
That's
what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah. I can't imagine having Marilyn Monroe's dress, or I think that kind of stuff is personal and it's a little weird, you know? Like, we've talked about people by celebrity hair with the Elvis jockstrap story not that long ago. Who the hell wants Elvis's jockstrap, you know?
I think it'd be, if you were the same size as Marilyn Monroe and you could wear the dress, that would kind of be cool.
Well, that was like, remember Kim Kardashian wore the other one that she sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President in?
Right.
And then she tore it on with her big butt, you know? Strange.
Yeah.
All right, how about this? Time for the backwards track. Play for tickets. Go see Tracy Morgan at the Basie May the 10th. You can correctly identify this song in reverse. It's a backwards track. We're going to spin the song backwards. First person to tell me what it is wins those tickets. 732-774-4444. You have your hands on your forehead like you're...
I'm trying to listen to
you're
this.
You're like Dionne Warwick on the Psychic Hotline. Want to hear it again?
Yeah.
You know what that is? You know that song?
I got no clue.
I will tell you, it's really not that old a song. Not a brand new one, but, you know, not a moldy goldy oldie. It's not all that obscure. This is a song you may very well hear us play from time to time. So I think we got a pretty easy one. Kermit's going easy on you today. Backwards track, play it again. All right. Playing for tickets to go see Tracy Morgan. Let's start right on line one. Tell me what the backwards track is and you'll win. Good morning. It's the boss.
Yeah, that's Blues Traveler.
Do you know the name of the song?
Runaround?
Yeah, that's what it is. Runaround. How about that? See, yes, it was pretty easy. That's a song we'll put on the air from time to time, so not an obscure song at all.
Well done.
Good for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And a New Jersey group, as a matter of fact, out of Princeton. So yeah. We're doing all the homeboys today. What's your name?
My name is Tara.
All right, Tara, we got passes for you to go check out Tracy Morgan. Of course, very funny guy. I remember him from 30 Rock and Saturday Night Live, and he'll be at the Basie next week, May the 10th, and you'll be in the house, okay?
I am so excited. Thank you.
The only trouble you have is finding someone to take along with you.
That would be my husband.
Oh, good. You want to give him a shout-out? He'll be mad if you don't mention his name on the radio.
That would be Christopher.
All right, Christopher and Tara will be there at Tracy Morgan. Hang on the line. We'll get you on a guest list, okay?
Thanks.
You're welcome. We'll be right back. She seems stunned in disbelief that she just got that backwards track.
So. That was great. Yep.
Blues Traveler, Runaround, Tracy Morgan tickets. We'll have one more pair with Real or Fake tomorrow at 7:10. Right here in their show info, 1071theboss.com, if you want to buy your tickets to the Basie to check out Tracy Morgan. Time now for hashtag mom, M-O-M, mom.
Confessions.
That's right. Every morning about this time, we check our socials because we hear from moms and grandmoms and dads and moms that have got grown kids but remember everything about being a kid. And you see these things on Reddit and all of that, and then we share them just like this every morning.
Yeah, Krista Bell said, my kid said she can't wait until she's an adult and can eat chips for dinner. And I'm just happy she has some goals.
That's an ambitious kid, yeah.
Chips for dinner. Wow. At It's Sherry Field says, don't ever get excited if your kid likes a new food. They won't like it tomorrow.
That's it.
Wow.
One and done.
And Marissa Clark, four calls her ukulele, a hookah-larry.
Her four-year-old calls a ukulele a hookah-larry.
A hookah-larry.
A hookah-larry. Yeah, I see. I think there's a bar, I think, in South Amboy called Hookah-Larry's.
And I'm not correcting her because everyone needs a hookah-larry in their life. Especially if they have to listen to a child learn a musical instrument.
Well, there's that, too.
All right.
Hashtag mom, M-O-M, mom.
Confessions.
If you're a mom or you want to pretend to be on the radio, send one in. You might hear yours tomorrow. We do it every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Fast Five and the birthdays, celebrity birthday file, world famous celebrity birthday file coming up.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Walmart will be closing all of our health care centers nationwide. So with that, looking for Sally, the doctor. We'll see you now.
We're saying congratulations again to, it's Tara, right? Tara from,
yes, Tara.
Tara from Tinton Falls and her hubby on their way to go see Tracy Morgan at the Basie May the 10th. She correctly identified our backwards track. Easy one today. We thought Jersey's own Blues Traveler.
Well, you thought, but I didn't.
Run around.
I couldn't have gotten it.
Everybody thought it was easy except you. That was the problem.
Exactly.
So, but you didn't need to play because you're sitting here. So.
Thank God.
But Tara did, and she won, and another pair tomorrow morning at 7:10. By the way, tickets all day long. Go to our Summer Blast-Off. Well, it's a free event. You can come to the Summer Blast-Off.
Yeah.
You don't need tickets to get in, but these are a little VIP wristband, so we'll get you as close to the stage in our little area as we can. And also get to take a picture with John Cafferty, Beaver Brown Band, and Gary U.S. Bonds.
That'll be fun.
So listen to win those all day long. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old training stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. We shall start momentarily at number five and count down today. Reminder, stay in touch with us on all the socials. Yes, you can send a message. Rochelle is checking all those socials. So if you're worried about her, she's doing much better.
And she'll be back tomorrow.
We're hoping she'll be back tomorrow. But you can stay in touch on the socials. Send her a little message. I'm sure she'd appreciate that. You can get our podcast wherever you get those. Or just go to 1071theboss.com. We start at number five today. I mentioned these are five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know, being the know. I think I said all that.
Five.
Number five, we go to North Carolina. Three-year-old girl there told her mom that she heard monsters in the bedroom wall. This is not an uncommon thing where a kid thinks there's a boogeyman in the closet.
Yeah. You
know? And it's a parent's job to come in and say it's going to be fine. Just think happy thoughts.
So what happened when mom walked in there?
Well, it turned out this became a problem for several days. She kept saying, mommy, there's a monster in my closet. She brought in an exterminator who did an ultrasound of the wall. It turned out the little girl was absolutely right, sort of. There were 60,000 bees that had nested in the wall of the home, believe it or not.
Today is day 10 of all the is bee stuff, and we are finally getting into my daughter's room. There are some bees on the ground. There's just bees everywhere. They're like little landmines because they can still sting you when dead. This is going to be a long process. She hasn't been able to use any of her toys or anything. Whoa. We're going to have to open up the wall, actually, to get some of the electric repaired. And yes, I can still hear buzzing going on.
I tell you what, that's when you sell the house and move, okay? You bring in the Property Brothers, let them knock it down, just demo the place.
Well, you have to clean out the walls from all the bees.
I'm not cleaning anything. I'm just,
I'm
moving out.
There's probably a lot of honey in there, too.
It's a good day for the Pooh Bear, huh?
Yeah, right.
No, I'm going to be like Billy Joel. I'm moving out.
Okay.
I'm not staying.
All right.
There's that many. I don't care. I know they're not creepy crawlers per se, but that's just too many insects in my home, okay?
But the thing is, you couldn't sell the house for much money.
Just take it. I'll just give it to you.
Okay.
I'm going to live at the Holiday Inn Express down the street because there's 60,000 bees in the wall. There is not enough extermination that can be done, and I'm going to feel comfortable living in that house again.
Glad they didn't bite the little girl. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Sell the house. Number four is kind of like the hot dog guy at the Mets game.
Yeah.
Our favorite new superhero is a guy in the city who went viral this week. Happened last weekend. The video's gone viral all the week long. He promised to eat an entire tub of cheese balls in the middle of Union Square.
Oh, my God.
Hundreds of people showed up to watch. And again, the video is got people going nuts. Here it is. Here's the cheese ball guy in the tub.
I am allergic to gluten. And today I will be eating this entire jar.
Eat those balls. There he goes.
Wow.
An entire jar of cheese balls.
Hang on a second. I want to hear the thing again. Play the. I just want to hear a crowd of people cheering, eat those balls.
Yeah, right.
You know what's funny is in New York, you imagine these have got to be tourists because most people are just going about their business. Even if you're going in to see a show, go to dinner, you see crazy people all the time doing stuff. He's like, I'm going to eat, but you just keep walking right past them like
especially in Times Square in that area.
It is Union Square, but like it's no big deal. Just walk right past them.
Yeah.
You know, you ever get the guy in the subway that does the, excuse me, I'm going to do a break dance if you give me a dollar.
Yeah.
People just ignore him. It's just no big deal. If that happened anywhere else, I think people would be terrified, you know? Number three, eat those balls.
Yeah.
Number three, boy, this is a terrible transition. There's a Catholic charity.
Oh, jeez.
That I'm not making this up, that have launched the world's first, they believe, AI priest. It's a priest that's like a hologram created by artificial intelligence.
Oh, my God.
A computer program. I'm not making this up. They had to defrock him because they officially, they invited people to come in and he would give a sermon. He's an AI priest, so I guess the deal with the AI is that they feed... You know, information. They have recordings of a priest, a pastor, whatever it was, a minister giving a mass,
but
a service.
But it's not real, and he hasn't been confirmed as a minister.
Well, hang on a second. So the program then, because it's artificial intelligence, is intuitive, and after you give it enough recordings of other priests, ministers doing a service, it can then create a computer-generated person, priest, that then is able to repeat the mass or the service, whatever. I guess it'd be a mass because it's a Catholic charity.
Yeah.
So they made this official that if you attended the service by the AI, it would count for the faithful as going to church. Are you with me? They had to defrock the AI priest because about a week into this hologram service, it began coming up with its own ideas, including it took confession and told a mother that it could baptize its baby in Gatorade. They said ultimately it wasn't to replace real priests. They just thought it was a way to bring more people in and have it pass on the good word to more people. Right. AI priest.
Here. What the hell is this? It's like Gatorade.
Get that out of here.
Wow.
Baptize your kid in Gatorade. So he's been defrocked.
Dad, thank God. thank God.
Defrocked. The collar has been removed from the AI priest. The mass has ended. Go in peace. And now restart your computer, okay? You're going to need to reboot Windows.
Yeah, let's move on.
Bonus story for you. Sammy Hagar. So I told you to stop telling me to move on. People think you're rude. I'm just trying to help you out. Sammy Hagar was awarded a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Of course, he was a frontman for a couple of years for Van Halen and had some big hits of his own. I Can't Drive 55. Guy Fieri. You know who says it real? Hey, Valerie? Can we get Valerie? How do you say Guy Fieri's last name? What is it?
Sent to the juvenile detention center.
Oh, she's busy doing the news in there.
Yeah, sorry.
I brought up her microphone. I thought she was talking to me. But she had him in the news because he was in New Jersey with his spirits recently.
Yeah.
She says it's, I want to say Fieri, but it's Fieri. Fieri. You're going to say his name, Guy Fieri.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, he was there and he introduced Sammy at the ceremony. We got a little clip of Guy Fieri, Fieri, Fieri.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the stage our newest Walk of Famer, the one and only, the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar.
John Mayer was also in the house among the dignitaries, well, on the street, among the dignitaries.
Just look at the titles of some of the songs he wrote with Van Halen. Love Walks In, When It's Love, Can't Stop Loving You. Even when he sings about pound cake, a thinly veiled reference to carnal desire, he sings, I still love my baby's pound cake.
Already?
Wow.
You know you have to pay $12,000 to get your star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Yeah.
So it's like you have to pay to join the club. And as the old line goes, I wouldn't want to belong to any club that would have me, but
still.
You know, I guess it's a big deal. All the celebrities get off on celebrating each other and getting the thing on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So congratulations, Sammy Hagar, and his crazy curly hair. Number two, there's a creepy detail in the movie Shrek. You remember the kids' movie Shrek?
Yeah.
Your daughter was probably a young kid when Shrek first came out. You remember seeing this movie?
I remember seeing it. I don't remember taking her to it. But
Well, aren't you dad of the year? Mike Myers, of course. Well, people have posted this little screenshot, and now it's going viral. Lord Farquaad, who is the villain in the movie, which I believe voiced by John Lithgow.
Okay.
May have killed Mama Bear, the bear, you know, because they have the three bears. You know, this Goldilocks goes to the three bears' house.
Right.
Because there's a scene, and this is the still that they posted, of a rug with a bear's head on it. Only appears for about a second of screen time. And so it appears after Lord Farquaad goes to the house that he may have killed Mama Bear. So now people that grew up with this movie are saying, oh, my God, we never noticed the little detail that Lord Farquaad killed the bear.
Wow.
So ruined the childhood of some kids that grew up with the Shrek movie, I guess.
Yeah, right.
And the worst part is Smash Mouth was in the soundtrack, so, you know. If it wasn't Smash Mouth, it was Lord Farquaad.
Oh, God.
So careful next time you put on Shrek for the kids to watch.
Okay.
You know? And number one, well, I may need to rethink what I've been saying for quite some time. You know, we sometimes we get into politics here and people get all worked up. And I've been saying The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, you know who I'm talking about, The Rock, should be president. Why is that? Because everybody loves The Rock. The Rock would bring this country together. I feel like he's the one guy. Everybody loves him. He seems like a smart guy. And what he doesn't know about foreign policy, he makes up for with empathy and caring. He'd make people happy as our leader.
And today is his birthday.
Today is his birthday, but I got some, we'll get to that in a second. I got some bad news for you. His co-star, Ryan Reynolds, who yesterday was our knucklehead in the news.
Yes.
He says The Rock is chronically late to set. And it has caused a bit of a rift with the stars of a new movie, Red One. It's a sequel to the movie they did, Red Notice. So it's going to cost about $50 million extra to make this movie because he's late and late for so long so often that that's what it's cost to pay the whole crew and the sets and all of the renting out the trailers and all of that stuff.
Sure.
So everybody is a little upset with The Rock. He's chronically late. So it just blows a hole right through my theory that this guy deserves to be the leader of the free world, our next President Rock. So
he'd be late for all the press conferences.
He'd be late for everything. So. Yeah. Air Force One would never land on time. He'd cause traffic jams everywhere. So maybe it was a flawed theory of mine that The Rock would unite the nation and would be a good president.
All right.
So
take a deep breath. Let it go.
I guess we got to go back to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Somehow draft him, even though he's not a natural born citizen.
Exactly.
I'm on time. No. Yeah. This is my Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Thursday, May the 2nd, world famous celebrity birthday file, as we mentioned. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is celebrating today. He's 52. David Beckham, he's the soccer star who's married to the Spice Girl Posh, Victoria.
Yes.
He's 49 today. Ellie Kemper, remember her from The Office, she's 44. Mix X Bianca Jagger, 79. They say, by the way, the song Big Shot by Billy Joel is about her.
Really?
Because Billy dated her a little bit after, or before Mick, might have been after Mick, I don't know. Today is National Insurance Day. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Call up the Limu Emu. National Insurance Day. It's National Baby Day, so we celebrate babies all over the world. National Brothers and Sister Day. That's kind of nice.
Right.
And World Password Day. This is the day you're supposed to change your password. If you haven't done it, one of your email addresses or whatever, for a while, they say change your password to reduce the chance of...
Not a bad idea.
...of a hack of your email or... that's happened to you, I know, with the Facebook where they do the fake profile.
Right.
It's violating, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Man, Ross has been violating. Also, look at this. It's the anniversary, 90 years since the first sighting of the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland.
Wow.
Was first reported, so. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to the Loch Ness Monster. Fascinating, right?
Yeah, right.
You know that famous black and white picture of the Loch Ness Monster? They say it was like a boat, and they put a little thing. It was a hoax. You know?
Right.
So they're
But now it's real.
People still believe all of this, right. You know? People, it's a tourist attraction. People believe it. All right, give me just quickly a couple of those obscure birthdays that you love.
All right, let's see. Robert Buckley from One Tree Hill.
Wow.
Christine Baranski, the Good Wife.
Oh,
she's 72 years old.
She's on that Gilded Age show on HBO now.
Yeah.
She wears all those big dresses, you know.
Lou Gramm, who used to be in Foreigner.
Yeah, I just saw him a couple weeks ago.
74. Yeah. Joe Callis from Human League. He was the guitarist.
Yep.
73 years old. Larry Gatlin is having a birthday. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Engelbert!
Yes. NASCAR's Kyle Busch. We were talking about NASCAR before. He's only 39.
Oh, really?
And Olympic gold medal figure skater Sarah Hughes. Watched her one time. She's 39.
Mm.
And glam designer Donatella Versace is 69.
Remember they used to do the sketch with her on Saturday Night Live? She goes, I am Donatella, get out! Actually, that kind of sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I just tell people I'm doing Donatella Versace.
All right, fine.
Is that all you got?
Well, let's see. Princess Charlotte of England is 9. That's Prince William's daughter. Infomercial star and Deptford High School grad Sean T is 46 years old.
Oh.
Late wrestler Big Boss Man passed away in 2004. Also pushing up daisies, Link Ray, the guitarist.
Yeah.
Leslie Gore, who did It's My Party.
Yeah, and You Don't Own Me. That's right.
Yes. Early TV's Pinky Lee and baby guru Dr. Benjamin Spock and Germany's Red Baron, Baron von Richthofen, were also born on this day.
Oh, the real Red Baron was born on this day?
Yes.
The actual guy?
Yes.
Not the Snoopy song?
Yes.
Wow. By the way, this segment brought to you by Hookalari's in South Amboy, which may or may not be a real establishment. All right, let's go over to the Norcast Weather Center where the Wi-Fi is spotty. What's going on at your house?
I think Comcast was listening to our broadcast over the past couple of days. And they're like, you know what? We're going to mess with this guy. And
that may well be true.
It was fine. And then yesterday, like every 10 minutes, it would reset. And I call Comcast. And, of course, you don't talk to anybody local. And they're trying to, you know, sell you a bill of goods here. But we determined that the router probably died because that's what's happening.
I think they killed it.
Yeah, probably. They just sent the kill switch signal. Whatever.
If you would like to have basic cable, press 1.
Yeah.
If you'd like channel 40 to return, press 2.
Yes, yes. And I was very upset about this, and it'll be fixed today, hopefully.
If you think Dick Ebersol is a blowhard, press 3.
It's a little TV joke for Nick.
Jeez. What would I do without this every morning?
I know, right?
All right, look, we do have a serious situation out there right now. We do have a lot of fog, and that's because the dew points and air temperatures are basically married up right now. But it's not for everybody. You know, the North Jersey coastline, Central Jersey coastline, but I'm looking at cameras from Ocean City and Cape May right now, and there isn't a lick of fog anywhere. We do have clouds that are locked in. But it's going to be another one of those situations we've become accustomed to it at this point where it's a dull start, but then a beautiful finish. I think sometime mid and late morning, we've got lots of sunshine. You know, temperatures are going to be spiking near 90 on the mainland, but only at the 60s at the beaches with that oceanic influence definitely having the upper hand.
It was kind of like this report. It was a dull start, but it had a beautiful finish. It was great. Yeah.
I feel attacked.
Kermit, can you run that tape of Joe back there? Play the thing back. That he was. What
yes.
Everyone who is my big jail girl, bitch.
All right. Is that it? All right. Here we go. He said he's got it queued up.
Still a lot of volume northbound on the Garden State Parkway as you get down to and over.
Let's just stop everything and. All right. Go ahead, play one more time.
Get down to and over.
All right. That's enough.
One more time.
Oh, that was.
All right, thanks.
That was funny.
Thanks, Kermit. I like you just stops middle of everything. We'll just stop the whole show for that. You know what I mean?
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
And Ross said today, too, because Rochelle's still out, a little bit under the weather, and all presented by Earth Treasures Jewelers. Earth Treasures is celebrating their big 50th anniversary store-wide sale now through May the 11th. Create memories that last a lifetime. Earth Treasures Jewelers in Eatontown. We're talking about lunch today. I know you're excited about this.
What instantly ruins a hamburger for you?
All right. Well, how do you answer that?
I would say
Nothing. I love hamburgers.
You're just happy with a hamburger no matter what?
Yeah, I'll take anything on top of it.
No, here would be my answer. My answer is char. I don't like too much char in the hamburger. I'm one of those people that, I know this is going to upset the stomachs of some, but I do like it when you bite in and there's a little pink, even a little blood, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And I'm trying not to eat meat like I used to. Like, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you, but I've cut out pork. I'm not eating pork anymore. Because I feel bad for the little pigs.
Okay.
And I mean, I feel bad for the cows too, but at this point, I am still eating hamburgers, and the chickens I don't give a damn about.
So you don't like charred, so you don't eat it on barbecued hamburgers then?
I guess if it was barbecued, if it was done that way, that would be fine. But I don't want it to. Yeah, but if it's charred, you're just overcooked. That's where it's too much, where it's well done. But yeah, you get someone in the backyard that's making them fresh like that, and you get them with that hot, steamy, you know, that charcoal taste.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. All right, we'll open the phone lines here, 732-774-4444, to call us, to text us, to get us on Facebook on this. We're talking lunch. We're going to, you know what, you want to include hot dogs as well?
Okay.
Should we do hot dogs too? Because we had that hot dog guy at the Met game last night.
Know.
I feel like in honor of him, we're going to change things. We're going to do hamburgers and hot dogs, although the graphic is already, Rochelle's already done the graphic. She's going to be mad. It's posted on her Facebook. You can answer there. You can call us or text us again, 774-4444. It instantly ruins a hamburger, a hot dog for you. What is it?
In Arizona, it's the 1860s, but it's been a great month for all the Swifties. Trump is napping at the council table, but there's much more to the month of April. Caitlin Clark said, pay me. The IRS said, pay me. And baby reindeer made us ugly cry. The path of totality, somehow we survived. Morgan Wallen can't handle his liquor. OJ stopped searching for his ex-wife's killer. And Britney Spears is still unstable. One of many things we learned in April. UConn goes back to back. Reggie got his Heisman back. And Tennessee teachers will be armed. Instead, can we arm the dogs on Christy Gnome's farm? April.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, 1071. The Boss, 99.7 FM, 1071theboss.com. We get a free Boss app, too. Easy to stream in the car and to Bluetooth, that whole deal. Rochelle, still a little bit under the weather. Uncle Ross is in here, so we're doing a he said, she said, and
Ross said.
Yeah, we were inspired. We were just going to talk about hamburgers, but we've added in hot dogs to the mix by that guy at the Mets game last night. What instantly ruins a burger or a hot dog for you? 732-774-4444.
All right, Kevin says tomatoes.
Mm. Well, yeah. Not for everybody, I guess.
I guess. Jason says mayonnaise. I don't know why this is so, but it can have just a small amount on there, along with all the other good stuff like bacon, cheese, onions, lettuce, tomato, cheese, mustard, ketchup, even a fried egg and hot sauce. But if there's freaking mayo on there, it's the first thing I taste in a bite.
That's some people do that, some people don't. Some people like the mayo on burgers,
yeah.
But you don't always get mayo on a burger.
I think it depends
on the store or the person making it for you.
Jessica says raw onions. Yep. Fran says a piece of lettuce that doesn't rip when you bite into it and therefore gets dragged off the burger with every bite.
Yeah. What you want is nice, firm, crisp lettuce. You don't want that wimpy lettuce. You know what I mean? Wimpy lettuce. Hashtag wimpy lettuce is the worst.
Yeah. What instantly ruins a hamburger for you? Eric says the fact that it isn't a cheeseburger.
All right.
And Sarah says fingernails.
Now, her fingers, because she got big nails and she's trying to eat her burger, maybe?
I don't know.
She got those big acrylic nails?
Or maybe it's somebody that was making the burger dropped their fingernails on it. I don't know.
Well, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah, no kidding.
Line two. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Robbie. Good morning. Good morning. Well, first, I'd like you to give Rochelle a kiss from me when you get home.
Oh. Okay. I guess that is nice of you. Sure.
All right. From right now, I'm in Staten Island.
Staten Island. All right. You got an answer for us?
All right. Relish.
Relish.
I can't stand relish. I'm not going to put it in the refrigerator.
You open up an ice box and it's got relish in there? You're not friends with those people anymore.
Yeah, right.
Let's go to Facebook. A couple of good Facebook answers. Our friend Virgil says the burger joints that make the burgers, the little sliders or the big giant triple deckers. He said, just give me one patty, a regular hamburger, enough with the big ones, the small ones, just a regular burger. That's a good point.
Yeah.
There is all kinds of ridiculous, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's four patties. I mean, don't be.
But some people like that. So,
Virgil doesn't.
And some people like cheese on it, you know.
Our friend Jim says undercooked meat.
Oh.
Mary B. says no cheese. Bob Hill said he once got a hair in his. He won't mention which place it was, but it was Burger King.
Ew.
See, it's like this guy, he didn't like the relish. We got a listener here, Matt Casey on Facebook. He says the mustard. Barbara Ann says the everything burger. I think those are those vegan deals. She doesn't like the vegans.
Okay.
A couple of people are giving a hard time to some of the specific chains, and I don't want to attack anybody here, but...
See, my wife loves the vegan stuff, so that's fine.
What's interesting, Robin says cooked rare. Denise says undercooked. So I guess it just depends on your preference.
Yeah.
We got another person, Anthony S. Cuoco. He says a fingernail, too.
Really?
I wonder if that's a common thing where this happens, somebody's nail comes off when they're flipping your burger. That's horrible.
Or maybe they're clipping their nails in the background. You never know.
A couple of answers for Pickles. And Rob Gilmore, maybe this is, he said, a soggy bun.
Ooh.
You don't want soggy buns.
No.
732-774-4444. What ruins a burger or a hot dog for you? We'll get some more answers coming up.
Yeah.
Gonna get caller 10 here. Good morning.
Please tell me I'm caller 10.
Okay, you're caller 10. Congratulations. Who's this?
This is Nancy. Let me just tell you something.
Yeah, sure.
I went to the Blast Off many years ago when Scott and Todd did it.
Yes.
And I always wanted to go to this.
Yes.
VIP is the only way to go.
Oh. Well, VIP is what you get, baby. You got VIP passes. Take a picture. Meet John Cafferty, Beaver Brown Band, who, by the way, played the Blast Off years ago. This is a return performance for them. And Gary U.S. Bond. So you'll be at the Crab's Claw with us.
Aren't you sweet?
May 24th. I'm so excited.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to have you.
Thank you. And I can't wait to meet both of you.
Oh, well, I'll be there. And Joe and Kermit, too. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. Bring your sombrero and your poncho if you're going to join Roz for Cinco de Mayo over at Escondido. We will have info
wow.
in a few minutos.
Thank you.
On our CBB over the Norcast Weather Center. Nick, I told you yesterday, I think you shooting your mouth off got one of my guests to cancel. You upset his producer.
Aw.
Poor baby.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, I can see.
Snowflake.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What? I'm sorry. Look, if you're offended by words, then you have no business being in the news industry.
But, you're on a roll. I love it. Yeah, I love it. He just takes no prisoners. He doesn't care.
Yeah, let it go.
Put some butter on it. I just have no more tolerance for nonsense.
Yep.
I'm sick and tired of it all from both sides. It's like, let's move on with life and do something good. It's just that we're stuck in a quagmire, it seems. But
when will you be doing another shirtless photo shoot?
Oh, boy.
Is that this afternoon? It's supposed to be in the 80s, you said, inland.
Yeah. I got to hit the gym first. I got to get pumped up, you know?
Okay. Well, Ross, are you okay over there? He's pacing back and forth. I think he's on a sugar high. And he's doing foghorn sound effects behind your forecast there. Okay.
There it is.
Well, maybe he can be your photographer.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Well, you are a nitwit sometimes. You really
and
are.
And Ross said.
Oh, that's right. And Ross said, too. Also, is it me or is it Joe drinking one of those cocktails, the Kentucky Derby cocktails? Coming northbound on the turnpike, I mean the parkway. Well, I mean, there's a big difference between the two of them. What is going on with him? We're brought to you this morning by Earth Treasures Jewelers. Create memories last a lifetime. Their big 50th anniversary store-wide sale is on now and runs through May the 11th at Earth Treasures Jewelers, I should say, in Eatontown. We're talking hamburgers today. When I was rubbing off on me.
He said, she said, Ross said, what instantly ruins a hamburger for you?
And we're throwing in hot dogs, too, in honor of the guy that tried to eat 9 of them in a row at the Mets game last night.
Yeah. Ryan says, cheap mustard. It's too sharp for me.
Fair.
Yeah. Okay. Megan says, honestly, ketchup.
Mm.
It ruins the hamburgers for her.
A lot of condiment answers this morning, if you notice.
Yeah. Carissa says, avocado.
Huh.
Okay. I mean.
Some people do that. I happen to like it, but some people put those on the burger.
I like it, but not every time. Yeah.
But that's not something you get on every hamburger, so just don't order the avocado burger.
Right.
You know?
Jenny says, meat. It ruins a hamburger for her. She's better to have a vegan one.
No, that's fine.
Okay, I get that. $29.91 says, when you bite into a weird gristle type of texture, I'm immediately done.
Let me grab a phone call here.
Okay.
I forgot about this line. Hold it a while. Good morning. It's the boss. You got an answer for us?
Yeah, you were talking about the hot dogs?
Hot dogs, yeah, or hamburgers. What ruins it for you?
The fatness. It has to be a surprise. The thin.
Mm, so you like that nice, you bite into it, it's got some texture to it, it snaps when you bite it, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, not real plump and fat.
Yeah. What's your favorite brand? What do you go for? You do the National?
Yeah, Sabrat.
Oh, okay. Oh, Brat. You like the Brats, is that what you're saying?
Sabrat.
Oh, Subrats, the brand. I got you. Okay, thanks for calling. See, I don't know. I don't go to the grocery store and buy anything. So
all right.
I don't know. I thought you were saying Bratz, but
no.
Is that a brand?
Subrat. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. 8610 says, when it's under and unseasoned. I've had some burgers with really good toppings lately, but without seasoning, it's still a bust.
Okay.
All right. 2991, when you bite into a weird gristle type of texture, I'm immediately done.
Yeah, I think he had a couple on that. Yeah.
Yeah. And let's see, 0112, if it's burnt to a crisp, we used to joke in my family, my grandpa made hockey pucks, burnt on the outside, raw on the inside.
You hockey puck. Joe in Lakewood is on the Text Connect, 732-774-4444. He says overcooking. We got a lot of answers for mustard. John in Oldbridge had to go. He said, you want to talk about hot dogs? He said, when it's got the vein, you know, it's got that little.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is gross.
Okay.
Number ending in 7227 says, someone talking to me while I'm trying to eat it. I enjoy eating it's the serenity of a hamburger. I like eating it in silence.
I get that.
Accidentally biting into the packaging. So if you get a little piece of the plastic, you know, when they cook it up there, it gets stuck to the frozen patty sometimes. And then that's gross. Let's see. Dan in Rockaway says, when I'm telling someone how much I'm enjoying my burger and they tell me to move on.
Ross. Oh, sorry.
See, I told you people, I think, say Denise and Brick. She had a question for Kermit about the hot dog guy at the game.
So gotcha.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
She also says, say hi to Mark Chernoff.
Nice. And Steve says, when it's a salad.
Yeah.
I guess that's too much vegetables on top of the burger.
Here's a good one. Text ending in 3599. It says, you know what ruins my burger? My wife nagging me while I'm trying to eat my dinner.
Oh.
I think we'll end on that one. Instantly ruins a burger or a hamburger for you. 732-774-4444. We'll keep the Text Connect open and the Facebook page. You can answer even after we conclude the broadcast, whatever you do. Jesus. But that's true. You've known Ross longer than I have, Joe. He used to be known for, he wore sweaters and rock band T-shirts.
All
I've seen
sorts of flashy stuff.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, yeah. He was a whole clothes horse, no doubt.
Yeah, you did. Because you'd take celebrity pictures, and I remember seeing these,
right.
Years in the trade magazines when you were, starting out. And now you wear black T-shirts and black jeans almost every day.
Because I don't want to be a horse anymore. A clothes horse.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
You're a horse or something, that's for sure.
Hey.
Hey, now, that's not nice.
Kind of a wide temperature variation today. They're saying it's like 85 if you're inland, and if you're right on LBI, maybe like 69, 70, and that's it. So
cold, yeah.
One of those kind of days. There's a new list of bad Airbnb experiences out.
Uh-oh.
They pulled this off the TripAdvisor reviews and posted it as a thing. It's pretty funny. Everybody goes into a restroom. Luckily, they didn't find any remnants in the bowl itself, but there was a notebook.
Oh.
There was a notebook left on the sink. Logging the movements that had occurred from the person that was staying at the Airbnb before.
Oh, my God.
And a description of how it went. You imagine finding that?
Yeah, because you'd think there's a camera somewhere.
I would throw that away. You know, it only recently became illegal to have cameras everywhere in the Airbnb.
Right.
I can understand in like a common area, you want to make sure people aren't trashing the place.
But
if you
not in a bathroom.
Not in a bathroom. That's a violation of privacy. At a place with acceptable hours to take a shower, run the sink, run the dishwasher. They didn't want you using the water all the time. They wanted you to keep the thermometer 68 degrees. You would think that would be before, you'd see that in the listing before you book the place, Airbnb. This is pretty good. Someone found a pair of handcuffs attached to one leg of the bed and another on the other side. Those people were having some fun, huh?
Yeah.
I think I mentioned this before. That happened to Rochelle and I. We went, not the handcuffs, but we went to the casino. I won't mention which one, but it was Harris. And,
thank you.
We get into the room. It's a nice room, right? We got upgraded. Like, I see here you're an Honors Reward member. Would you like to be upgraded? Like, that'd be great.
Right.
So you walk in and it's a big, not a suite, but a big room, right? And it's got that, those modern hotel rooms have that big piece of wood as the, behind the
headboard.
Yeah, but not the old-fashioned kind that has the post, like the one that's like attached to the wall, that nice fancy wood with the big bed and all of that.
Yeah.
And you could just see they're spread just as far apart as you would imagine they would need to be for the act. There were two handprints right above the bed.
Oh,
so
God.
I went, oh, my God. That is disgusting. But then you got to call the number and you pay, hello, front desk. I'm like, can you come have someone clean this, please? I don't know if I want to sleep. I mean, you imagine every hotel bed has seen some things, but I mean, you just don't want to sleep there after you know such a thing.
You could have gotten a whole new room.
Yeah, I mean, but they'd already upgraded it, so I didn't want to lose that,
Oh.
But
okay.
I don't like the Airbnbs. They make me feel uncomfortable. And we're back.
Everything makes you feel uncomfortable.
Lenny Kravitz is trending this morning. You know who I'm talking about, Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was spotted yesterday. There's a picture that's gone viral from TMZ. He was wearing leather pants headed to the gym.
Yeah, that seems a little awkward.
The paparazzi caught him on the way out, and he said that he doesn't sweat when he works out, and he likes how he looks in leather pants, so he said he wasn't trying to be different. He was just coming in off the street for a quick workout and decided he'd leave the leather pants on. People are saying, some people thought he looked sexy, other people thought he was being obnoxious.
Yeah, but not buying it. What about you, Joe?
No.
There you go. Okay.
I've seen a guy in my gym at our place wearing a dress shirt with khaki pants.
What?
Really?
He looked like a science teacher. He had the pencil in his ear, and he's just on the treadmill.
Wow.
You know, I guess sometimes you just run over there when you got 10 minutes to have a little workout. I don't know.
Guess. But,
yeah. I've seen older guys, like much older guys, wear, you know, regular khaki pants in the gym. I've seen that.
Because I can't take it off.
Well, that's right. If I put on leather pants, they're not coming off, maybe ever. That's it.
Listen,
this is just
me. My father, he would never, ever have worn a pair of sweatpants ever in his life. Never.
Wow.
Not one time.
Not even when he got to be an older man?
No, never. Huh. Never, ever, ever. Always pair of like khaki pants. Always.
Ross, so maybe you get a pair of we'll get Ross a pair of black leather pants that'd fit right with your motif.
Yeah, wearing black pants now.
We can see just how firm your butt
black
cheeks really are.
Just how tight they really are.
That'd be great. All right, Rochelle has just texted me. She's logged on, so we'll get her on here in just a second. Via satellite. We're going to talk about Earth Treasures Jewelers. She was in there trying on jewelry. We got that video on. They let her check out some of the selection they've got for the big 50th anniversary sale. That's up on the Boss Facebook page at 1071 The Boss. Half century, 5 decades, 50 years, no matter how you slice it, it's a big milestone for Earth Treasures Jewelers, and they're there to help you celebrate all your milestones. That's why they're putting on this big sale. It's their biggest ever to celebrate their 50th anniversary. It's on now through May the 11th. The entire store is on sale, and it only happens right now. So head on in there and check out that massive selection. Like, she got to do loose diamonds and fashion jewelry, of course, luxury brands like Gabriel & Co. and all the brands you'd expect. Gemstone, estate jewelry, diamond tennis bracelets, stud earrings, and more. Whatever the occasion, or maybe just because it's for you. Stop in there today and check it out at Earth Treasures Jewelers. And their fine staff, of course, always there to assist you. And they don't work on commission. They're just there to make the buying experience exactly what you're looking for. Easy peasy and perfect for the gift that's special either to you or that special person for you.
And remember, when you shop at Earth Treasures, it really is more than jewelry. It's a legacy to pass down through the generations. Yeah. So whether you're a first-time shopper or maybe a lifelong friend, join Earth Treasures Jewelers in celebrating 50 years of love, unforgettable memories at their store-wide sale happening now through May 11th. Earth Treasures Jewelers, located in Michaels Plaza on Route 35 and 36 in Eatontown. Earth Treasures Jewelers, 50 years of celebrating you.
All right. Rest up, love.
And we're back.
I'm such a butthead, aren't I?
Yes.
All right, Beavis, thank you for covering. Hopefully Rochelle is up to coming back tomorrow. I don't know. Hopefully I don't catch anything. I've been worried about that. Knock on wood, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you said you've both been wearing masks and everything, so that'll be good.
No, she thinks I'm a loon, but I've been, if I had to get close to her, I put on, and I'm Lysoling everything, including the cat, and he just loved that. But we'll be back. One way or another, we'll be back. The big show goes on no matter who's hosting or guest hosting. 6 a.m. tomorrow of the Fast Five, Birthday File, Fun Facts, Dumb Crook News, the freak out to start the weekend. We'll do the he said, she said, and maybe Ross, maybe not. Depends if he's here. You will do the horrible scope shows tomorrow, though.
Yes, I will.
So he'll have that at 6:35 tomorrow morning and a whole lot more. Tickets to see Tracy Morgan, the last pair of those at 7:10 with Real or Fake.
Cool.
More VIP passes into the blast off as well.